Women's sport has gone from strength to strength in recent years. The AFL, NRL, A-League and cricket all have really high-profile women's leagues. But in one sporting arena, you could argue men and women have long been equal, and that's hockey. And tonight, hockey is launching a major national competition here in Melbourne. Jocelyn Bartram is goalkeeper for the Hockeyroos and will be playing for the New South Wales in the tournament. And Kate Ullman is a commentator and the host for Hockey One and co-founder of Equal Pay for Equal Play. Welcome to RM Breakfast to both of you.
Thanks,
great
Patricia.
To be here.
So Jocelyn, you've played around the world with the Hockeyroos. What does it mean to represent your state at a national competition here at home?
It's an incredible experience every year that we get to have. We started out playing for our state, so coming back and playing with some of the people that we grew up playing with and the other youngsters coming through is such an awesome experience, and getting to help out the new, hopefully, national rising stars as well and teach them the way that we play at the international level is also an excellent experience too.
Kate, you're a long-time hockey lover, player and commentator. How big is the sport here in Australia?
Yeah, hockey, best sport, I think, and most underrated sport in Australia. So hockey is massive. Lots of people play hockey from school age through to master's age. We actually have master's competition with women over 75 years playing in Cairns right now. But there's about almost 100,000 registered players in Australia this year. That was down a little bit through COVID. But I think the coolest thing is that men and women play in virtually equal numbers. Actually, there's a 51% female split and 49% male. So it's a really gender equal sport where men and women are seen on a very similar level.
Jocelyn, at the grassroots level, there's pretty much an equal split of male and female players. Does that sense of egalitarianism flow to professional levels of the game?
Yeah, it definitely does. Everything that we do at the top level is equal as well. We really pride ourselves on that as a sport. The boys and girls have the same access to resources from Hockey Australia. We train the same amount on the same turf. We always have. It's something that we really pride ourselves on, and we're both incredibly successful, and I think that really stems from our collaboration and the equality within the game.
And how, as a player, tell me, as a female player, how did that change your sense of your own ability to get to the top of the game? Did you always feel like you could get there?
Yeah, definitely. It never felt like there was any barrier because of gender for me to get to the top of the level. I mean, international sporting events like the Olympics really helped that as well, and hockey's been quite competitive there for a very long time. So growing up watching the Hockeyroos and the Kookaburras succeed there, I think really helped keep that dream alive for me when I was younger. But yeah, definitely coming through from the grassroots has been absolutely no barriers in myself as a female being able to make it to the top level. It's just always seemed like a possibility if that was something I wanted to do.
Kate, you're a co-founder of Equal Pay for Equal Play. You advocate for female athletes in a range of sports. What's the situation like for hockey play? Like, just talk to me about the different sports across the board, because we've been having this big conversation about, look at the AFLW, NRLW, there's been a big focus on this, but you're saying you guys have been the trailblazers in many ways.
Well, yeah, I mean, AFLW and NRLW, fantastic that they're opening up some women's leagues, and they're great sports. I love all sports, so I'm not going to discriminate. But hockey has always been pretty gender equal, and hockey pays men and women equally at the national levels, and any kind of state rep or other representative teams that they play for. The unfortunate thing is there's just not quite enough money and sponsorship backing there at the moment. So with the AFLW and NRLW, we know women are paid way less than the men, but they are professionalising. And if hockey doesn't start to kind of professionalise in the same way, we risk losing a lot of talent to those games. I mean, we know that people like Georgie Parker, a former Hockeyroo, went and played for Collingwood in the AFLW in one of their first seasons. There are friends of mine who switch codes between NRLW and they're playing the Hockey One League starting this weekend, simply because there's not quite enough money in hockey yet. But what we're hoping is with Hockey One and this national league that we start to get the eyeballs on it, that we know we're out there. Every 4 years, people watch the Olympics and the Commonwealth Games, and it's the most watched sport apart from athletics at Olympics. 3 million people tuned in Tokyo to watch the men win silver. So I think basically, hockey is the trailblazer for women's sport. We should all get around it because I think there's so much talent already out there among female athletes. We don't want to lose them to other sports.
Jocelyn, you're a qualified sports scientist as well as a professional hockey player, and now you're studying medicine, so, you know, just achieving a bit. How do you juggle that? Is holding down a second job or having a backup career necessary as a hockey player in Australia?
Yeah, definitely. At the moment, unfortunately, hockey isn't able to provide enough financial backing for its athletes for us to set ourselves up for the long term. But the organisation really recognises that and supports us to study or work. So most of the girls and guys in both the Hockey Roos and Kookaburras are either studying and or working to help supplement the income that we're able to get from Hockey Australia, to help us live and set ourselves up for life after hockey.
Now, Jocelyn, there is a report in the paper today that Gina Reinhardt has given a multi-million dollar lifeline to Netball Australia, which is in dire financial straits. Do we need more billionaires to support women's sport?
Billionaires, businesses, anyone really. I think sport in Australia is such a part of who we are as people. We love to watch it. We love to play it. It's such a big part of our culture. So if anyone is willing to get behind any sport, and particularly women's sport at the moment, then yeah, billionaires or any businesses would be amazing to help support us.
Well, if any billionaires are listening right now, I don't know how many billionaire listeners there are to Radio National Breakfast. I have not checked. But Kate, that investment that we see, there's no shortage of, you know, people with a lot of money supporting male-dominated sports. Is that where we need to go as well?
Yeah, definitely. And I think women's sport's really interesting because it's on an upward trajectory, right? Like every year the broadcast numbers are exploding, the membership numbers are selling out. So what women's sport presents, I believe, is a kind of low entry point to a market that's just going to boom. So if any billionaires or sponsors or brands are out there, I noticed Telstra just signed a five-year deal to support the NRLW. In 5 years, that might be a really bargain deal because I think at the rate that of the increase in what viewers and interest in women's sport right now, in 5 years, that's going to be worth a lot more. So I just think that this women's sport needs to be seen as not only an equitable investment, but a solid financial investment. It's a smart move. If you're Gina Reinhardt or you're another billionaire or if you're just an investor, the only way is up for women's sport. There's so much room to move, whereas men's is a bit overcrowded at the moment.
Bit overcrowded. Just one final question. I mean, and it's not the dominant messages we're getting at all, but I do get messages, and I know I'm suspecting, Jocelyn, you see them wherever you might go, including social media, this kind of women's sport's just not as good. You know, women aren't as good at sport. Personally infuriates me, but what is your response when you see that?
Yeah, it can be quite frustrating, but I guess for me, I just see it as a lack of education. I think in every sporting code or every sport, women's game is very different to the men's game because physically we're able to do different things. So sometimes we might have to be tactically smarter, or the boys are much quicker, are able to throw bigger overheads in hockey so they can clear a whole hockey field in one pass, whereas we have to be able to navigate our way through 11 other players on the field in order to make ourselves a goal-scoring opportunity. So I understand where people come from, and I think it's a very backwards way of thinking, and hopefully through more exposure to women's sport, they're able to understand and see that it's just as good and just as competitive as the men, and it's just a slightly different style of play.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks to both of you. It's been a really good conversation.
Thanks, Pat. Thank you.
Kate Ullman is a commentator and host of Hockey One, a sports journalist and the co-founder of Equal Pay Fair, Equal Play. And Jocelyn, thank you, Bartram, is a goalkeeper with the Hockey Roos and Hockey One New South Wales player. And you're listening to ABCRN Breakfast.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.